Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Poly Medicure Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abdul Qadir Puranwala from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome you all on the Q4 and the FY24 earnings call of Poly Medicure Limited. Today on this call, we have the senior management of the company represented by Mr. Himanshu Baid, Managing Director, Mr. Naresh Vijayvargiya, CFO, and Mr. Avinash Chandra, Company Secretary. I would like to thank the management of Poly Medicure for giving us this opportunity to host this call. With this, I will hand over the call to the management. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Puranwala, and good afternoon to everybody who's on the call. First of all, I'd like to thank you for coming on a holiday to take our call. I'm really grateful to you. I would like to take you through the quarter four earnings and also through the key highlights of the financial year FY23-24 and also talk about what we are planning to do in the current financial year and going forward. So just as a few highlights for quarter four. So most important was that renal business was back on track and grew over around 35%. And this was on back of the policy changes which happened from the government side where all medical devices got regulated from 1st October 2023. And also in terms of standards, government introduced a lot of more standards on medical devices. And because of that, it has become mandatory for companies importing into India to follow certain standards for medical devices. So all that led to an increased demand for localized products because many companies were importing without regulations into India right now, and that has kind of completely stopped. And also we have seen that many companies which are importing from China and Chinese importers will have to follow the BIS standards and specifications to sell product in the country. And currently, of course, all our products meet those specifications and standards, and we are already approved by CDSCO long ago. We also have European certifications. So this is a very positive move for us, and that has led to this kind of a growth of around 35%, which was this sector was a laggard for us for the first three quarters, but we have seen now a lot of improvement. And in the current year also, I'll talk a little later, but we also see a big change coming in. Exports continue to do well in the quarter four. We have grown by around 25% again, and there's a good traction coming from Europe. And also, it was a very important quarter for us because we launched our cardio business. There was a soft launch, and now it has started picking up. We have launched three, four products already, and we are in the process of launching a few more products in next quarter. So overall, the response has been quite good, quite satisfactory. Most of these products are import substitutes. So it's a true Make in India story where these kind of very important products are now being made in India and also conformed to the international standards. Also, we have received a positive response from the U.S. market for already U.S. FDA-approved products because the products had gone for a trial after the FDA approval, clinical trials. We received good response. We've also received first orders for some of our products, and some new more products are in pipeline which we'll receive or will go live in maybe next two to four months in the U.S. market. So overall, we are happy with the current progress in the U.S. market, and we continue to add more products in the basket, and I'll speak a little later about it. All four new plants have gone live and now operational in FY23-24. So that has added quite a substantial capacity, manufacturing capability and capacity in the ecosystem. And in all product categories, we have expanded capacity, whether it's vascular, transfusion, renal, as well as our diagnostic business. So all products, we have expanded capacity. Also new products, we have invested in new capacity building, you know, when you talk of cardiology and critical care business, which we launched last year. So there also we see a good potential, and as we get more regulatory approvals, we'll add up more capacity for these kind of products. The company has also received more patents in the quarter. Now we have over totally 400 patents, and that's a big thing for Indian company to have so many patents in the medtech space. These patents are covering our product design, processes, and the product utility, how product is used. So all these are being covered in these patents across different geographies. And we continue to, you know, bring more devices and you know, put more, R&D resources to bring more devices. And currently we have around 20 to 30 new products, which are in development phase in pipeline, which will be launched over next 2 to 3 years. So every year we have a target to launch 10 to 12 new products, across different categories and commercialize them and take them to India as well as to global markets as and when we get our regulatory approvals. Coming to the financial highlights, the revenue, if you compare financial year 23 to 24, the revenue has increased from 293 crores to 360 crores odd, a growth of 23%. EBITDA has also increased from 90 crores to 113 crores. PAT has also increased from 57.5 crores to 70.5 crores. Our operating EBITDA in the quarter four has also, you know, done well. We have done well there. And we have now, you know, reached the higher side of the guidance we have given. So the guidance was for between 25 and 27%. So operating EBITDA was close to around 27% quarter four of the last financial year. And if you compare from quarter three to quarter four, also we have grown by around 11%. So overall, the growth has been, you know, as per the guidance we had given in our earlier calls and to all our investors. And when we look at now the full year financial results, and when we make a comparison from FY22 to FY24, the standalone growth is around 22.5%, and the consolidated growth is around 23.36%. So again, the guidance was between 22 and 24%. So we have you know, in the guidance, what we had projected in the beginning of the year, and that's very important that we have firm business plan, we have firm, you know, order book. So that helps us to give this accurate kind of a forecasting and guidance to all our stakeholders. Also, the total EBITDA also increased from 300 to 407 crores on the standalone basis, including the operating, EBITDA, which was close to around 26%+ for the standalone revenue. Also, the PAT has increased from 179 crores to 51 crores. The company on the consolidated basis has done a revenue of 1375 crores, including subsidiaries in Europe and also in China. And also EBITDA has increased by from 303 crores to 419 crores. Also the PAT margin has increased from 179 crores to 58 crores. So overall, the guidance for EBITDA for top line has met our expectations. And of course, last year was a milestone year for the company for a lot of things which were new. We have commissioned 4 new plants, which has created a sufficient capacity and capability to meet our next 2-3 years demand, which is coming from international as well as local domestic market. All the plants are live now, and of course, it will take few years to fully utilize the capacity. But every month we see increase in more equipment being added or more capacity being added to the current one, and that will help us to grow our revenue and also improve our operating performance. Also, the company has been the largest exporter for medical devices for last 12 years now, consumer medical devices last 12 years. So it's a congratulations to all our stakeholders and our team who has done exceedingly well. And you know, putting Polymed products to over 125 countries in last 1 year. We have also launched 2 new divisions, as I mentioned, cardio and critical care. and most of the products in this category are import substitution. So this is a big, you know, boost for Make in India, and also that will, once we are through with our regulatory approval, these products will be also launched in global markets in the next 1 to 2 years. Because currently, that's the kind of regulatory weight to get approvals for selling these products into, you know, developing countries. Export has grown over by 25%, and of course, a major contribution has been Europe. And in spite of all the challenging environment we have seen in last 1 year, it is still, you know, and with all the supply chain, you know, interruptions, we were still able to maintain a significant growth in exports. And our customers continue to have that great trust on us, and they continue to order more products from us, and that's helping the company to grow year over year, you know, in this area. India business was around 1/3 of the total revenue. It has grown only by 18%, which is not as per expectations. But this year plans are to grow over 25% with a lot of new customer additions and product basket increasing. And definitely I'll take you through some more highlights of India business later. CAPEX, we have done last year of around 250 plus crores. And because of that, those no four new plants were operational. It increased capacity in each segment. So, and I'll continue to invest, you know, similar significant amount in the current financial year also to augment more capacity in newer transformative businesses, which we are going to launch and which new areas we are focusing on right now. So, I'll talk about more about now the current financial year. The guidance for the current financial year is to grow at the same pace as last year. So again, we are guiding for revenue increase of around 22 to 24% in the current financial year. And also, as we see more operative leverage coming our way, we are also guiding for a better EBITDA margin in the coming financial year, improving by around 100 to 150 pips. And this is what we see right now. Of course, the geopolitical situation continues to be very choppy. But I think with the kind of new product additions we have done, as you've, you know, ventured into more critical care products, products which have more higher margin compared to our current conventional products, I think that will also help us to improve our margin. So that's how what we see on EBITDA and on the revenue side. I think the product, you know, geographically, export and domestic will still continue to be 1/3 and 2/3. We don't see much change happening there. There'll be more focus on the transformative businesses like cardiology, oncology, renal care, and critical care, because these are, you know, basically transformative businesses where these are through non-communicable diseases. These are, you know, not, you know, and these businesses continue, these therapeutic areas continue to grow overall for the company. And we see number of cardiology patients, cancer patients, and renal dialysis patients continue to increase in the country. And also the critical care infrastructure of the country is also getting augmented after COVID. A lot of focus has been there on the critical care side, where we had shortage of, you know, critical ICU beds. So in critical care space also we see a significant growth. So company has been focusing on few of the areas earlier, but now there will be more focus where we'll be adding more, you know, products in these category of products in next few years. Again, the focus will be to first start with import substitution products and then grow the capacity and capability to global scale to grow in international markets. We will invest a similar amount in current financial year also as planned in new technology business as these needs more capex and also with new capacity coming up in all these businesses, we'll be able to also expand our reach to a lot of international markets which are not present today with these kind of products, newer products. Globally, we have seen a shift in mindset of consumers and customers and all stakeholders where India has been now recognized as a base for medical products, where we see now a lot of new investments coming, PE investments and private investment coming in this sector. And I think China Plus One strategy is paying some good dividends for even for Polymed. We've seen new customer additions, You've seen customers asking for new products, new development. So I think, I think we are in a great position as a company, as an organization, where we can, add scale more in coming years to cater to increased demand in India as well as international markets. Of course, there is a high focus on sustainable manufacturing. Every year, we are trying to reduce our carbon footprint, and a lot of effort is being made in this direction to reduce wastages, to be more efficient, and also, to use more green energy in manufacturing. So we are moving in that direction, and a lot of work has been done on the sustainability side. We are also integrating a lot of AI and IoT to enhance efficiency in manufacturing, and also bring in more precision manufacturing to improve overall performance of our products. The company is also looking at opportunities, inorganic opportunities, and transformative new businesses to bridge the technology and development gap. Today, it takes almost 3 to 5 years to develop and commercialize a new device or a new product, from design to prototyping to clinical evaluation, testing, proto-manufacturing setup to full-scale setup, and finally getting regulatory clearances from all important markets. It takes 3 to 5 years. To fast-track this, the company is looking at new fundraise of around 800 crores, which was already approved by Board of Directors in March 2024, and these funds will be basically utilized for rapid expansion of cardio and critical care business, and also setting up 3 new facilities, which we are, one is for gamma sterilization, and 2 other will be to augment capacity for domestic market. Mainly we're focusing more on domestic, so we want to increase more capacity there. So one plant is planned for Haridwar to be operational by end of 2025, and one plant is scheduled for operations in Faridabad, one new plant. So we are also expanding capacity of our renal product, because next 2-3 years we see now a big demand for renal products, and we have now augmented, because last year we did not invest much in the renal product because we were not seeing a significant, but now with changed scenario, I think we are seeing some, bigger demand. And this year, definitely we are guiding for almost 50% increase in renal business. And also, I think in coming years, we will see a similar growth coming from renal side of the business. This year, last year we sold close to around 200 machines, dialysis machines. This year we plan to sell over 500 dialysis machines. Also, we are the first company to receive a BIS certification for the dialysis machines. So that means that we follow all these standards which are laid out by the government in India for dialysis machine, and we're the first company to get this. And this will also help us to gain more market share in India. Initially, our target is to focus more in Indian market, as the market is for around close to 4,000 to 5,000 machines. Last year, I think almost 4,000 machines were sold in India. So we continue to focus in India and take more market share. And once we mature this market, then definitely we'll go out in international markets to sell this machine. Of course, we need to set up our infra service centers and also spare parts inventory in international markets. And that's the process. Maybe we'll start in next maybe 1 or 2 years. That's the plan for that business. A lot of opportunity coming our way, and I think because healthcare is growing at a very fast pace in the country. And MedTech is one of the pillars of the healthcare ecosystem. I think with healthcare expanding and with more healthcare going to Tier 3 and Tier 4 cities, I think we'll see a similar expansion in the MedTech industry. And already, almost 2,500 more people have got now manufacturing license from CDSCO to make products in India, as everything is getting regulated in the country. So MedTech ecosystem is getting better in the country. We also see improvement in supply chain, and also we want to also reduce import dependence of raw materials. So we continue to put more effort in indigenization of certain raw materials, so that will also help us to rationalize our value chain and also have a lower impact on cost once, you know, because of the current disruption we see in the global supply chain situation. Our U.S. business, of course, you have spoken about a little bit. So we continue to guide for $15 million of revenue over next 3 years or so. We received 4 new FDA approvals, 5-6 more products will be applied shortly or are in pipeline. So, and the first order has been received for 2 products, and we are already building the capability and capacity for expanded growth in the U.S. market in next coming years. So this, that's all I need to say about the U.S. business. Our domestic business, we are adding almost, you know, around 70 to 80 more people, almost expanding the team by 20% this year. We're trying to increase more coverage as more products are coming in. And we are very confident of now achieving a better growth in domestic business from last year's 18% to around close to 25% this year. And we are making all the suitable corrections and changes to ensure that we have this growth, you know, similar growth as we have in export in the domestic business also. Export business continues to be has a good momentum. We're planning a 22 to 25% overall growth in exports. Europe continues to be a great driver for us right now. We are adding more products, we are adding new customers in Europe, and that market continues to outperform for us in the last year also, and also this year we expect the same. We also see some new product additions, and with regulatory, no new product getting regulatory clearance in European market in next coming few quarters, we will also see some, you know, better, you know, margin improvement in some key markets. On the financial side, of course, we have, we continue to improve our ROC from 17.5% to almost close to 20.9%. And that was one of the key areas for improvement in the last financial year. We still continue to have some cash on the balance sheet, close to around 150 crores net cash. Of course, that keeps us, you know, in a healthy position to take care of our immediate requirements for capex or for, you know, in to take care of augment our working capital, you know, capabilities. So and because of the current pressure in supply chain, you know, we are also maintaining reasonable inventories for raw materials because we still have almost 200 vendors outside India where we import critical raw materials or some critical components from there. So we are trying to manage that, you know, through the cash available in the company. Government of India has taken some great initiatives in the last 2-3 years. As you all aware, through PLI, you know, RLI, MedTech Park, regulatory, you know, landscape being completely changed, new medical device policy, a lot of, you know, I think bold changes were made in the last 2-3 years looking at, you know, from where we started during the COVID time and where we are today. And now some more changes are expected. Government is on an overdrive right now to further, you know, reduce India's dependence on imports, which is currently around 65 to 70%, and bring it down to around 50% in next 4-5 years. So a lot of work is being done in that direction in terms of value chain analysis to bring in more manufacturing in the country and to make India more competitive. So there have been a lot of interactions in the past few months with government agencies and you know, some industry body forums, and we will see some positive outcomes in coming months. A new PRIP scheme was launched for R&D for MedTech and Pharma, so that's another big change which has come in, and more focus has now been on value addition in India, and we'll also see some changes in PPO orders, you know, where we, you know, purchase preference is given to locally made products. So we will see some more value addition being kind of rewarded, you know, as we move ahead on the value chain. In terms of international business, I think Italian subsidiary has done well, has grown by over 40% in the past year. So from we have done almost from a negative margin a few years ago to almost 16-17% EBITDA last year. So the company continues to now, you know, be self-sufficient and in terms of its own cash requirements and is again poised to grow by another 30 to 35% this year, and we expect that revenue should double again in next 3 years from last year to next year. The revenue would double in this company. So, and this company specializes on precision drug delivery for oncology and critical care. So, and I think for us, it's a very important business area where we are focusing on trying to expand more products in the same field, whether in India or adding more manufacturing in the Italian plant. China and Egypt continue to stay healthy and profitable in spite of high currency depreciation. Egypt continues to make decent profit in spite of the current geopolitical situation in the region. We still are doing well, and I think again compliments to the local team who has really done well in this adverse conditions. We're constantly watching the current geopolitical situation in global markets. Of course, I think we can't predict anything, but we are trying to mitigate all the risk in supply chain and in manufacturing to ensure that we continue to grow at a steady pace and continue to make decent margins as we've been making in the past. That's all from my side and as an update, and now back to ICICI team to moderate the call, and looking forward to talk to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you have any questions at this moment, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Rashmi Shetty from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So just on CapEx, again, you mentioned that the investment for the CapEx would be around similar levels of FY24, that is roughly around 250 crores this year. So generally, this 800 crores we will be spending phase-wise, right, every year?
So basically, the 800 crores we are planning to raise because we have done our first CapEx cycle of last 3 years. So the first initial QIP, I think the company has kind of grown almost two times in last 3 years, and we are in that same trajectory of growth. And with whatever we are seeing with the new businesses which we are developing today, so there's a lot of technology investment which has to come in, and we have to fast track that investment so that we are ready to bring the products much faster in the market. Otherwise, if we go through our normal CapEx cycle, then the manufacturing and the new technology integration will get further delayed.
Got it, sir. So, sir, you said that you will be investing in Haridwar plant and in Faridabad. So these will be completely new facilities, right? And one more you said, which I missed.
Yeah, it. Completely new facilities. They are built greenfield facilities basically.
Okay. And so one you said Haridwar, second you said Faridabad, and the third one I missed it.
Say again, please.
I missed the third one, sir. Haridwar you said, Faridabad you said, and then one more plant, right?
Yeah, so we have one more plant to be planned in Jaipur. Sorry, I missed on the call by mistake.
Okay.
So, and there'll be one more plant coming near SEZ in Mahindra. It's a BTS plant, which will be again augmented capacity for Indian business in coming year.
Okay, sir. And related to your export business, if you can give, understanding about the infusion therapy, which is a major contributor to your overall business, how it has performed in export as well as in the domestic market. And, from here on, what kind of guidance do you build, like what you explained related to renal profile?
See, I think renal business will grow faster because of the current, tailwinds we have for the business. And see, again, our vascular business, infusion business, are bread and butter business. And we have a good global leadership in this category. So this will, and as we are adding more and more products in the same category, so we will continue to grow in this business also, in India as well as in international markets. So this business for this, it has its own tailwinds in terms of new development and new capacity which we are building. And again, there are new markets we are addressing today. U.S. is one of them, and so on and so forth. India, we still have penetrated only maybe 10%-12%. So we need to penetrate India more deeper. So I think all that capacity expansion which has happened in the last couple of years will help us to address that demand which is going to come through expanded markets.
So like for the annual basis for export market, we are expecting 20%+ growth only, right, in FY 2025?
Yeah, that is correct. Export, again, we are seeing a 22%-25% growth. That is the guidance we are giving for this year. And knowing that everything remains what it is today, we think we'll surely be able to do it, but we don't know the global situation.
Understood.
So far,
the last.
Much in track.
Okay. And last question is related to the renal segment. When you said that it is a 35% growth, that means that we have clocked around 100 crores in FY 2025. Is my understanding correct in terms of sales?
So that is last quarter growth. Basically, first three quarters were muted. As you know, we were around 20%-22% growth. Only last quarter, when we saw the impact of the new regulatory regime in India, where 1st October everything got regulated, plus BIS bringing in standards. So that is where things, and of course, there were some stocks which were available in the market, but I think quarter four was something which we saw a big change. And also, there's a good demand which is coming after these changes which have happened in the regulatory practices. So we are pretty certain that this year, and the traction we have seen right now in the last quarter and last few months, I think we are very sure to see it growing around 50%.
Got it. And so on this renal profile, can you update or do you have any info that your competitor, Nipro, has also started selling the indigenous machines in the India market?
No, I'm not aware of this. They currently import the machines from Japan.
Correct. Yeah. But they were also one of the approvers in the PLI scheme. So that is why I'm asking.
In the PLI, they are making more dialyzers than the machines.
Okay.
So they are making all the consumables, not the machines in India. But anyway, there could be more competition. Doesn't matter. India needs 4,000-5,000 machines a year. And Polymedic is only making 500 this year. So there's still room for more players to come in to make locally.
Got it, sir. So thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mulchandani from Kris PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations for a great year. And wanted to just understand that the U.S. business, like you said, good to hear the traction which is happening. This is as per your initial assessment that the initial couple of years would be slower, and then we would get the larger chunk of orders which we are expecting?
Yeah, exactly. Because see, from day one, we'll not get that market share. So first, the products are going to a few hospitals, and we receive feedback. And based on that feedback, if there are any improvements to be done, we'll make some improvement changes. So before that, before the FDA approval, we can't even sell any single piece to the U.S. market. So that is now the product is in commercial usage. And as we see more and more usage happening, we will see that traction building up. So yes, initial start will be slow, but then it will build up very quickly. And also, we're expecting more U.S. FDA approvals in next four, five products also in pipeline right now. So it's a build-up of the whole business. And I mean, we are confident that in the next two to three years, we will see that guidance what we have given earlier.
Got it. Perfect. And what could be the impact of the recent PE transaction on us? Could it mean more competition for us? because you know whenever PE funded
Polymed has a lot of you know integral strength because of its patents, and we fiercely protect our turf, and we have been protecting for last 25 years being in a listed space. So transactions were happening earlier also, will happen now also. But I think most important thing is we continue to build that momentum. And there are very few companies who have similar momentum in the medtech industry in India. So even by transactions are happening, the growth rate is only 10-12%. So here Polymed has been growing last 3 years. If you see track record, average CAGR is around 20-22%. And we are again guiding for 22-24% again. So we have that momentum, we have the product basket, we have the technology, and also, you know, we have the, I would say, you know, markets available where we are, you know, putting these products. So competition is most welcome, but we don't see much competition what we are doing today.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Best of luck for the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and good evening, everyone.
Thank you.
Sir, on the cardiac and critical care markets where you are focusing in India, would you have a number as to how large these markets are?
See, the markets are, I'll just give you, let's say, the number of angiographies done in India. Almost 20 lakh angiographies are done in India today.
Okay.
And most of the products used there are imported. So for us, the market, that is the big size of the pie. And that is what we are targeting today, that whatever catheters which are needed, you know, for angiography, balloon catheters or diagnostic catheters or guide wires or anything with related to intervention cardiology, that is what we are focusing on right now. So our major focus will be on these kind of products. And then we will probably get into more, let's say, complex products going forward with radial sheets or something, with the femoral sheets or something else. So that is what we are trying to build in as a business.
And you have these products ready, the catheters, the guide wire.
We are already in the market. We have launched soft launch, as I explained to you earlier. We have done our soft launch already. And now we are augmenting the capacity because we can't build capacity on day one. So gradually we are building, assessing the market size, demand, and seeing how we have to move on. And I think the initial response has been fantastic. And I think we are accelerating, you know, our production capabilities and capacities to grow faster in this segment.
Got it. So secondly, in the US recently, we heard they have raised import duties on certain medical devices that they import from China. Any positive impact Polymedicure could have because of the import duties?
See, the first important thing is no business should be based on momentarily trade practices. You know,
right.
By the time we, let's say, scale up capacity and tomorrow somebody else comes and says, okay, there's no more duty anymore, will we be competitive? No. So I think Polymed is the organization built on its inherent strength. The strength is of our own product. We don't compete with Chinese. So here we are trying to build products and, you know, today we have more than 400 patents. So that helps us to be ahead of the curve in the segment. So we are focused on our segment. There are a few products like gloves or syringes where they put some duty. These are very basic products. And I think, you know, there is very limited technology available to let's say, put some differentiators. So we will not get into such kind of products which have very low EBITDA margins or very low margins to manufacture. So we are very clear that we continue to get into more high technology business, which is, you know, more technical, and where we'll see more innovation coming in, you know, coming years.
Got it. And then finally, on the fundraise, 800 crores, so what does that include? So you also intend to do a 250 crore capex this year. So is this 250 crore capex part of that 800 crore fundraise objective?
So currently, of course, company is generating sufficient cash also to fund, but I think mainly for accelerate. See, when we raised 400 crores in 2021, we were able to deploy that into accelerated capex and, you know, start 4 new plant. Now to start every plant take 2 to 3 years, new plant.
Right.
So it's a cycle. So we have done that first cycle of, you know, setting up 4 plants, and of course Now we'll be augmenting capacities on all these new four plants with more complex technologies coming in, spending in cardiology and critical care. We'll be spending, because cardiology needs a lot of R&D, a lot of new development, a lot of heavy duty equipment. So that is where we are investing. Plus, we are augmenting capacity in renal space, where we'll be probably tripling our capacity to look into, because once you build capacity, it takes few years. It's not that, you know, there's a ready machine available and you can do it. These are all specially designed equipment which are made based on your custom specifications. So, you know, it takes time to build that, ramp up that capacity. So we are adding capex there. We are also building three new plants. We are also looking at inorganic opportunities, as I mentioned earlier. Today, to make a new product will take 3 to 5 years from zero to, you know, finished product and get our regulatory approvals. So can we look at companies which have similar line of products and which can complement our existing product range? So that's also where we are looking very aggressively.
Got it, sir. And so just one final one. Within India, if you could share some sense on the region, the zonal mix that we would have. So north contribution of north, south, east and west. Broadly,
we don't do that, so I'll refrain from doing it, because that is not, you know, we don't give it our public information, and because that will be sensitive to our business, so I would not like to give that information.
Got it, sir.
Yeah.
That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Good evening, team, and thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions from my side. Sir, firstly on Europe, the growth that you are seeing. So what is the major driver for growth in Europe? Is it a case wherein we are gaining market share, or the market itself is growing at such a pace that, you know, we are seeing such numbers?
So definitely the answer is second, that the market is not growing, but we are gaining market share. But of course, the market is very huge, and we started with few products, and once there's a good acceptance with few products in hospitals, then you have a chance to add more. And Polymed is a very large basket of products. If you've seen, we operate across around 12 different segments, if you've seen in the corporate presentation. So now once you are in with one segment, then the customer would like to, you know, buy other products from other segments also. So that is the expansion we are seeing in the business. So, and all our products qualify with the European regulatory requirement. So we are seeing the traction happening in Europe, and primarily in Western European markets. So our core business is in Western Europe. Let's say UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Sweden. These are our core markets. So that is where 80 to 85% of our revenue comes from.
Got it. And secondly, on China, so you did mention earlier in your comments that even some sort of China plus one theme is kind of playing out in our advantage. So how big is China's, kind of role in the overall medtech space? I mean, if you could give some sense.
To my knowledge, Chinese companies would be exporting close to $75 to $100 billion of medical products. And these are different from a needle to an MRI machine. You know, and the number could be even bigger. You know, as a lot of U.S. companies are based in China, they have their own subsidiaries and they cater to their own parent companies. So the market potential is huge out of China, you know, which could go out of India. And what I've heard in different corridors and people talking about is that they want to move like 30% business out of China in next 2 to 3 years. And that is where I see a big opportunity for Indian companies. If India's infrastructure, India's supply chain can cater that whole manufacturing ecosystem, I think India is in a great place to take that market share.
Got it. Thirdly, I think I missed the number. What's the contribution of the renal segment in the overall top line for FY24?
It was close to 90 crores.
90 crores. Okay. And last question from my side. So out of the QIP of 800 crores, right, you did mention that.
I didn't mention QIP. We said fundraise. We have not finalized how we'll be doing it.
Yeah, sorry. Fundraise out of 800 crores. So any ballpark kind of figure or the size of acquisition you have in mind, or you would take as it comes?
We are keeping that open. We are building a. You see, this is the right time to build a war chest. And why I'm telling you this is there are few things which are happening globally. Today, with interest rates staying the way they are today in Western world, we are seeing a lot of smaller companies which have technology are not able to scale up. And we have done one acquisition in 2019. We have scaled it up. We have seen that, you know, with India's leverage, as Polymed's leverage in India, we are able to turn around this company. And now we are looking at now bigger bets. We think that around the areas, the transformative businesses I've talked about, that is renal, cardio, or onco, or critical care, there are a lot of opportunities which are going to come our way in next maybe few months. And we would like to, you know, look at those products and categories and see what we can expand quickly, instead of build versus buy. You know, like, okay, can we buy the business rather than building? And building is going to take 3 to 5 years. So if there is something available, can we scale up?
Correct.
That is the opportunity we are looking at.
Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tanmay Gandhi from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, on the domestic market, right, you had mentioned that this year sales were slightly lower than your expectations.
Yes.
But in the October month, you know, we have been seeing implementation of BIS certification, right? So have you not started seeing its impact on other categories?
Yes. So definitely, you know, we have seen that, you know, imports will see, there's a very clear guideline within the government that they have to reduce imports. And, you know, and that is kind of hampering Make in India today in the country. And even the PPO orders are not working because the local content, you know, it was not clearly defined. People were using even servicing as a local content in the equipment, for example. So a lot of things are changing from the government side. And I think, and also, you know, internally, we had to restructure. We are trying to bring in more talent and, you know, add more people on the ground. We didn't add enough people last year, actually. Our people addition was maybe less than around 30 to 40 in a team size of 360. So that was not enough, you know, to grow, you know, the local business. So this year, you know, we are adding 70 to 80 people, more focus there. We are also, you know, making changes in the leadership team. I think that will also help us to go deeper in relationship building with key customers across the country. So some changes, and plus renal will grow at a very fast pace now at around 50%. So overall, that will, you know, pull up the other businesses also. So that way, we are confident that this 25% growth rate, what we want to do in domestic business, should happen now.
Sure. And so secondly, our costs for this during the quarter have gone up, right? And our margins have also declined sequentially as well as on a year-on-year basis.
They have not declined, I think. Margins have improved.
I think before this quarter, you have done 25.5% versus 26.6%.
No, quarter four, we have done close to around 26+% EBITDA, operating EBITDA margin.
Okay. I will check that again. And so lastly, on the working capital, we have seen some improvement during the year. What could be a sustainable number going forward?
No, I think working capital, see, of course, there are challenges in the global supply chain. So we continue to, you know, invest more in the inventory side so that, you know, we are sufficiently covered because we have almost 200+ vendors, you know, outside India. So I think that part is more or less covered, but I think it's the payment cycle which is a little bit worrisome right now, which we are tracking very, you know, because globally, again, there is some constraints, you know, in payments getting, you know, from certain countries. But hopefully, you know, we'll continue to work maybe in less than another 5%-7% improvement in the coming year. That's the plan.
Okay. Thanks, sir. That's all from us.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Shah from Quasar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the detailed explanation. Sir, just one qualitative question. Like Polymed, the way it is, the trajectory it is going on, I just wanted to ask, considering the competitiveness of the industry and the size and nature of the competition, what according to you, like where according to you we would be in the quality curve in providing these medtech instruments? Like just a general question. Because like let's say in medical, price is not the only driver. Though the government wants, like you mentioned, government wants as low imported goods as much as possible, but if suppose we are not able to match the quality standards, then it won't be accepted. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, sir, where are we over there vis-à-vis the top competitors which are there in the industry?
So today we compete with top competitors. As I mentioned earlier, almost one-third of our revenue comes from Europe and from highly regulated markets. So that is a testimony of Polymed's products being used in top European hospitals, across the whole continent. Also, we have got USFDA approval, so our products again qualify for some of our products have already received that approval. All our plants are designed like that. All the new technology which we have today is based on, high quality performance. So, we today, and we, about two-thirds revenue is exports. And nobody's going to buy a product, even if I give free of charge, and the quality is very poor, nobody's going to buy it, as you already mentioned. So quality is a key parameter or key benchmark for the success of a company in our industry. Because every product is engineered product. It's not a capsule that you are filling, today you're not weighing the capsule, whether it's 0.3 milligram or 0.32 milligram. Inside the material inside a capsule. But medtech, every device has to perform. And it is used by a nurse or a doctor. So here the quality is more critical than even in the pharma industry. So we are a benchmark as a company, and our exports are a testimony to highly regulated markets is a testimony for that.
So, sir, interestingly, can you share in the European business, what is our business model? Is it directly approaching the customers via our own sales staff, or is it via distributors?
No, we do through distributors, mainly through distributors, because we don't have enough people on the ground. We have only people in Italy on the ground, and we have people, some sales managers who are managing the business, resident sales managers across the continent. So for us, it's more to distribution. So our model is to train the sales force of the distributors, and then these sales force will go in hospitals and promote the product.
Okay, sure, sir. Sir, and the last question is on the cash flow allocation. Like I just saw, we are, clocking upwards of 250 crore operating cash flow. And considering the CapEx needs, I was just wondering, is the QIP, sorry, not QIP, but is the fundraise, opportunistically timed or because I don't see any as such cash needs considering the CapEx programs.
So we would like to go for an accelerated CapEx program, which we did earlier, and we are setting up three new plants. And even in the current plants where we have set up capacity, each plant will still consume more CapEx in next 1 or 2 years, where we augment capacity of the new businesses which we have developed in last couple of years. So the CapEx cycle will be far higher than even if you see last year's cash flow of FY 2023-24. The CapEx was much higher than the cash flow generated by the company. And then there was a requirement of working capital or whatever long terms, debts we have paid them out. So I think the important part is and part of that funding, a majority of our funding will be also be deployed for acquisitions, technology acquisitions.
So, just coming to the CapEx.
The fund is not for CapEx, only for entirely for CapEx. Majority of the fundraise will be used for inorganic expansion.
So, like, do we have a inorganic acquisition pipeline in our mind? Like, do we have these companies in our mind, considering?
We have it, but of course, I cannot disclose.
Yeah, obviously. And sir, on the CapEx part, the thing which you mentioned, like, is the CapEx more augmented towards the existing products and expanding these products and the distribution so that, you know, we are manufacturing those same products more? Or is it, you know, towards new areas like cardiac, which you mentioned?
I think if you've heard on the call, we are going to focus more on transformative businesses, which is cardio, onco, and critical care, and renal.
Okay. So these are completely new businesses?
Yeah, renal is existing business,
renal
but
is existing,
onco, yeah. The other three are completely new transformative businesses.
Great, sir. Wishing you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I would like to thank everyone present today. In spite of the holiday, everybody has been very participative. Thank you all, and I think great questions from all of you. And again, I want to assure all our stakeholders that the company is on a great trajectory in terms of growth and with a lot of new transformative, you know, businesses which we are doing today. We are one of the most unique companies in India in the medtech space, and we continue to outperform all our competitors and peer group in the segment where we are operating today. And with whatever innovation we have done, I think there's a great global recognition for the company amongst all the stakeholders and peer group. And next, I think few years are very, very exciting for the company, where we are on a high growth CapEx cycle, and, you know, and in terms of growth numbers, we are very confident of achieving the guidance we have given to all our stakeholders. And we will take all the suggestions, recommendations, what we have received from you, and definitely look forward to speaking to you again very soon. And thank you once again for your kind participation.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Thank you.